Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Certified Advisory Corp is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements.
Stay tuned for On the Money, Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in show, brought to you by Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs. It's the only show hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. Monday through Friday, their CFPs provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturdays, the advice is absolutely free and has been for more than 30 years for their WDBO listeners. If you have a financial question you want answered by real fiduciaries, the lines are wide open. Call 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-WDBO. And enjoy the show.
Welcome into another edition of On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group on WDBO 107.3 FM. In AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. My name is Chris Crawford. Joining me here this week is Wynn Smith and Chris Toadvine. They are both Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group. And if you want to get in touch with them right now, you can. These phone lines are open at 844-580-WDBO. That is 844-580-9326. For more than 25 years, the professionals at the Certified Financial Group have been answering questions for listeners every week on WDBO's On the Money, and have become Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in program. It's the only call-in program where all the hosts are certified financial planner professionals, one of the oldest and largest independent financial planning firms in the country. The CFP professionals have more than 400 years of combined experience, and you get that experience on the air right now. You just got to dial in and join us live at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Good morning, Wynn. Good morning, Chris. What kind of calls will we be taking this morning?
Well, good morning, Chris, and good morning, Wynn. A beautiful day outside here in Central Florida. And the kind of calls that we're taking today and the things that we want to help our listeners think through, the questions that they might have, are really anything that falls under the personal finance umbrella. That could be things like IRAs, 401ks, 403b, 457, you know, the litany of numbers and different types of retirement plans, annuities, mortgages, reverse mortgages, taxes, estate planning, charitable giving, required minimum distributions, and last but not least, life insurance and questions related to life insurance. So, and I will say before we get too far into it, Wynn, we have Charles sitting by the phone waiting to take calls. If you have something of a more personal nature, or you know, you have questions that affect your mother-in-law and you don't want to go on the air and talk about that, or an ex-spouse or something like that, Charles is waiting by the phone, and you would reach him at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800. So again, Charles is here also taking calls off the air, but Wynn has a topic that he prepared for us today, and we're going to think about everyone's favorite personal finance topic. And that is what, Wynn?
Life insurance. And a lot of our listeners may not know, Chris, but the guest certified financial planner gets to pick the topic that we can kind of discuss as we're waiting for calls to come in. And life insurance, I've worked on a couple of cases here recently, and it involved life insurance. And life insurance, I don't know if you've heard this saying, Chris, but life insurance is the foundation of any financial plan. And both of these cases were folks that had gotten in a pickle because they had not done a really good job of managing their life insurance component of their plan. And as I started thinking about this and kind of preparing for this, I realized there's a lot of misinformation out there just about life insurance, a lot of lack of understanding, even in the industry itself.
And why do you think that is? I have some thoughts on it, but why do you? I mean, there's not only a lack of understanding, but there is a oftentimes a visceral response when you bring up life insurance.
Well, I think we can blame Ned Flanders in the movie Groundhog Day for a lot of that. And I mean, like, that is, I guess it's because it's not a demand product. I mean, it's something that people are sold. It's not like auto insurance that you have to have or your homeowner's insurance that you have to have. I mean, when we look at the three components of the financial service industry, We've got investing, we've got insurance, and we've got banking. And so, you know, fear, greed, and the movement of money.
Yes.
So protection is insurance. And that's, and we know that people are more sensitive to loss than they are to gain. So it is a, it is an important part of a financial plan. So
it is indeed. And I would have to chip in here, and I think we might have a caller, so we want to get to our caller. But a lot of folks, I believe, are jaundiced because they have been sold an inappropriate type of life insurance. So I think we got to recognize that at the outset, that is problematic, but it doesn't. We shouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak.
Right.
So let's hit the pause button on our life insurance conversation. Chris, I believe we have a caller.
Yeah, we're going to go talk with Carl calling in from Winter Springs. Welcome on the show, Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Hey, I read where if you're over 65, your homestead exemption changes from $25,000 to $50,000.
Correct.
Is it too late to change that now, or do I have to wait till next year?
Are you – okay, so first of all, are you over 65?
Yes.
Okay. And so when you say is it too late to change it for this year, you mean having – have you paid your taxes for 2022?
No.
Okay. Well, my answer, Wynn, I don't – go ahead.
Because you got until March 1st to file for homestead exemption, right?
Well, that's a great question. And, Wynn, do you know – I don't know, Carl.
I know you can start paying it in November of the previous year, but I think you have through the end of March. I think that is right, but I don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah, I know you can pay it up till March. So, Carl – I wish I knew, and I heard a great presentation here a couple weeks ago from our tax collector in Seminole County, which is very interesting, because this is an area that often goes overlooked. And so I think that, you know, just for the benefit of all of our listeners, you know, you when you are over 65, it's something that that our legislators have done in the state of Florida to reduce the burden on the homeowners in Florida. And so if you're over 65, you get another, as you stated, $25,000 exemption off of the assessed value. So that just, the net effect is it reduces your taxes. Your question, when do you have to claim that? I don't know if you can still do it for 2022 or if you'd have to do it. I would say contact the tax collector. What
so
do you think,
Wynn? Off a quick search here, and it does, and I think about this because I just did file my homestead exemption, and it was due by March 1st. And so I did go and look and see if that was the case. And I believe that, yeah, it has to be received by your county's property appraiser office on or before Monday, March 1st.
Well, there you go.
I do know that the and Carl, I don't know what county you're calling from. Winter Springs, is that as Orange County?
Seminole County.
Okay. I know that the tax collector does send you a card every year for homestead exemption, and on that card, they do have the ability. You have the ability to check that you're going to be 65. Now, I'm assuming your question is, can you retroactively go back and make that adjustment? Is that what you're actually asking? You turned 65 in 2021.
I'm almost 67.
Oh,
so you missed a year.
But I just became aware of this like in the last few weeks.
We'll see how many people you're helping, Carl, just like you. A lot of people don't know about this. But you know what? I mean, Chris, thank you for looking it up for us, Chris. We all learned something new. So March 1st was the deadline. You know, it's probably worth a trip down to the local tax assessor's office Monday morning, Carl, if you have time. And, you know, throw yourself on their mercy and plead ignorance and, you know.
Yeah, see if you can get an adjustment.
Maybe they'll have favor on you. I mean, hopefully. But if not, now you know. And certainly going forward. And for other homeowner listeners who are over 65, be sure you've taken advantage of that because it does help. Every little bit helps, right? Particularly in today's world where prices are going up and taxes probably won't be going down. So,
absolutely. Yeah. So appreciate that call, Carl. It's a very definitely an informative question that I'm sure a lot of people it helped out, as you know, hopefully they didn't realize that as you didn't, and now they'll be able to save some money as well. But I'd go down to the tax collector and do exactly what they said there, because there are some instances where they can kind of retroactively backtrack it in a way, so it's worth a shot. You know, you never really know. 844-580-WDBO is our number if you want to join us here. 844 844- 580-9326. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group on WDBO. And welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. Just a reminder, if you want to check out the show on Facebook right now, you can. Facebook.com/OnTheMoneyFL. We are live broadcasting there. You can go ahead and leave a comment in the comments section. We'll read it live on the air. But again, these is ways through the phone lines, which are wide open right now. 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Wynn and Chris, let's go ahead and dive back in and pick up where we put a pin in things with the life insurance question, because I think you're right in what you said at the top of the show, where it's almost like a turnoff of conversations for people to have, where it's like, it's almost like a fear type of thing, I think, where it's like, I don't want to die, so I don't want to think about what I need to do if I die.
Yeah, that's a great point, Chris, and I think you're right. I think that, it causes us to address a couple things. One, our own mortality, and then two, no one wants to be sold something, and there are lots of horror stories. That's where I left off, and Wynn, I don't know if you've seen those kinds of things, but I certainly have, where just inappropriate uses of life insurance, and I know we want to focus on the appropriate uses, but I think, to be authentic here, we need to acknowledge that a lot of that stuff goes on. And yet, as I was saying, I don't think it's wise to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Exactly. And that's another part of the problem. Well, we know statistically most people don't have the right amount or the right kind. And even the people that have the right amount and right kind may not be funding it correctly. So there's just so many pitfalls. But also, it's just a general lack of understanding. Like, you'll hear financial gurus say, never buy permanent life insurance, never buy life insurance on a child. Well, what would be a better statement would be, under these circumstances, should you buy permanent life insurance? Or under these circumstances, you may want to consider life insurance on a child.
I tell you what, let's take a step back, because for our listeners, what does that even mean? We get caught up in industry jargon.
Yeah,
that's permanent insurance. What does that mean?
You hear a lot of things kind of batted around. You hear term, perm. You hear temporary, permanent. You hear whole life. You hear cash value life. Really, all life insurance is permanent. You can keep a policy in place for your entire life. Now, whether it's affordable at some point in time, that's the question. So typically, term insurance, if you think of term insurance, really what you're doing is you're putting a policy in place to cover a temporary need. Commonly would be a mortgage, maybe getting the children out of the house and getting them educated. Maybe it is taking care of just those life needs, those obligations you have, especially younger in life.
And let's hit the pause button right there. Who would typically be a good candidate for term insurance? Lots of people.
Yeah,
right?
Pretty much anybody. I mean, one of the sayings is, if you love somebody, you probably need to take a look at some life insurance.
Yes. Yes. Well, if you don't have an estate of your own, right? And so that's one of the things that life insurance does, is it, and I remember years ago when I went through life insurance training, and they say it creates an estate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does that mean? Well, that means if I'm, a young parent, or I'm just getting started in life, I just get married and I've got a couple children, and I'm the primary breadwinner, and this was me, right? This was my circumstance. And, if something happened to me as a primary breadwinner, then what? How are they going to pay the bills? How's the mortgage going to get paid, and the light bill, and buy groceries? And so what that life insurance does is it creates a pile of money there, really, an estate.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fancy way to say it, but a pile of money that's there for the needs of the family, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And death creates a liquidity need. Even if there's not a family, there is going to be some cost involved with settling your affairs, putting you in the ground, or cremating you, or whatever you want. So they're
take it easy, Wynn. Take it easy.
Well, but that's the reality, Chris. And
yes.
And as we were saying earlier, a lot of people don't want to think about it, but I don't know anybody that's got out of it yet.
Well, nobody gets out of here alive, as the saying goes. So term insurance is, and what are the, what are the important things about term insurance? It's very affordable, right?
Well, the
relatively speaking.
The number one important thing with life insurance is getting the right amount. That's it. Because if somebody's having to deliver a death claim, the person they're delivering to is not going to care about what type of policy it was or anything else, what riders it has or any bells and whistles or anything. The number one question people get when they deliver a death claim is this all there is?
Mm.
So that's the first hurdle, is to get the right amount.
Yes, yes. No, no. You know, I've never heard a story of someone who complained about getting too much.
Correct.
Right. But it, and I think that, you know, it helps to take one thing off the plate in what could be a difficult time. So, but that's term insurance. So term is one type of insurance, as you kind of went through a number of different types. So term, you know, is the most affordable. It's pure insurance. There is no cash value or savings component, right? And for young families, I would say that's generally the way to go, unless there's some exceptional circumstance or something like that, right? And so then you mentioned permanent. So let's contrast and kind of compare. So term is, on the one hand, you have term. On the other hand, you have what you called permanent. So help us understand what that is.
Well, a good way to look at this is, insurance, life insurance, is the only insurance product that can become financially independent. So in other words, a permanent policy that's structured correctly, all life insurance is built on a one-year renewable cost of life insurance. That's the chassis of the policy. And what term insurance does is it looks at the cost of that over a certain term, period of time, 10-year, 20-year, whatever. And what you're doing is you're overpaying for that cost of insurance for the first half, and you're underpaying it for the last half.
Just averages it out.
It averages it out.
Yeah. Kind of like your mortgage payment, averages it out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What permanent insurance does, and it doesn't matter whether it's a universal life, variable universal life, index universal life, whole life, all those different types of products, is it's creating some type of cash value that's used to offset the increasing cost of insurance as we all age.
Right. So in other words, the permanent policies have a savings component. And that the idea there, you know, which that's where you said a lot of times people don't put enough into them and they don't work out as intended. But the idea is that that savings piece, that bucket would fill up and that would, in the later years of the policy, when, you know, as we all get older, it costs more to get that insurance. And in those later years, the premium can stay the same and the difference would be drawn off of those reserves that are within the policy, correct?
Correct.
Now, what are some of the pitfalls, Wynn, that our listeners need to be aware of as we think about insurance and kind of management?
Well, let's hold off on those pitfalls. That's a good place for us to put a fork in the pitfalls. We'll come back and talk a little bit about those. If you want to go ahead and give us a call, you can. Our phone lines are still open at 844-580-WDBO. That is 844-580-9326. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
On WDBO. Western Union
Man. Welcome back to On the Money, Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in show, brought to you by Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs. It's the only show hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. Monday through Friday, their CFPs provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturdays, the advice is absolutely free and has been for more than 30 years for their WDBO listeners. If you have a financial question you want answered by real fiduciaries, the lines are wide open. Call 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-WDBO. And enjoy the rest of the show.
And welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk. We are keeping an eye out for severe weather entering the area here. Out in Melbourne, a bit of a severe thunderstorm warning out on the coast there. We'll keep an eye on that as it continues to make its way across Central Florida. It looks like we are probably going to hit storm center here in a few moments for Seminole and Orange County, but we're just going to keep an eye on things. In the meantime, we'll continue on the Money as long as the weather permits us to do here, because we do have a good topic that we've been talking about, and I do want to dive back in about life insurance and what we've been talking about that so far in the show, guys.
Yeah, Chris, thanks a lot for that. And before we jump back into our topic, I just want to be sure that we mention our upcoming workshops for our listeners, and particularly if we have to go to Weather Center. So we've got a couple workshops coming up, I believe. What are those and when are they?
Well, we've got one coming up on March the 26th, which is Healthcare Options in Retirement. And then we've got another one coming up on April the 30th. Will your savings last a lifetime?
Okay, so March 26th, healthcare options and retirement, and April 30th, will your savings last a lifetime? And if anyone wants to learn more about those, you can go to our website at financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com, to learn more as well as to register. And then I also want to mention that we have our shredding event coming up April 23rd, so a little over a month away. April 23rd, we have our annual shred event. It's a good time. If you have lots of old papers and tax papers and things that you know you shouldn't throw in the trash can and you want it professionally shredded, we have the truck here to chew it up while you watch. And we will have some refreshments as well. So that's April 23rd here at our offices in Altamont Springs. So let's jump back into life insurance, Win. And I think we had kind of talked a little bit about term versus permanent types of life insurance. And then we were beginning to talk about, like, what are some of the pitfalls? What are some of the challenges that you see typically when you think about life insurance?
Yeah, well, Chris, let me tell you about the two cases I had worked on which kind of sparked this topic. It involved a term insurance policy, and the couple got it to take care of a mortgage, which is smart, good move. But what had happened is, as the interest rate environment had declined, they kept refinancing the house, and they kept refinancing with a 30-year loan. So they had gone through three or four refinances, falling interest rates down. And, you know, they were 20 years into their original mortgage, but now they were still here with a 30-year mortgage.
A 50-year mortgage.
Well, exactly. Yeah. So they still needed some protection. And then the other thing had happened, that they were 20 years older and they'd had some health changes. So the two things were going on. One was sticker shock on what the term policy would be once the level term payment ran out. And the other was the ratings now that they would be charged based upon their change of health.
So help our listeners understand that. So I have heard it said this way, and then maybe you can give us a little more context, but you pay for life insurance with money, but you buy it with your health. So when you say 20 years down the road, things had changed not only in their financial circumstances, but with their health, what does that mean in terms of life insurance?
Well, it's life insurance, you buy it when you don't need it, so you have it when you do. It's health rated. And statistically, today is the healthiest we're going to be. Statistically. Now, you know, we can all eat better, exercise, quit smoking, and do all those things. Right. And we're all going to do that.
Yes.
But human nature being human nature, Just the natural deterioration.
Yep. I got you. So, yeah, and I have seen that too. So circumstances change, and I think that's where, you know, we need to put this in the context of a comprehensive financial plan, right? And these are the kinds of things that us as certified financial planners and fiduciaries, who are not looking to just generate commissions and sell policies, but just who will look at someone's circumstance, run the numbers, look at where they are in life, understand what they have going on. These things that you talked about oftentimes are not part of the conversation in terms of, you know, okay, maybe it made sense to refinance as rates came down. The hope would be that folks are saving and investing over those 20 years and that they would have more resources than when they started. But, you know, I think the bigger idea here is that life insurance is an important piece of someone's financial plan.
Absolutely. Right? And that's the value of working with a certified financial planner or professional, is that those, you may be making a decision, but you're not making it in a vacuum. Having somebody kind of with the bigger picture, the bigger perspective, kind of looking over your shoulder to help you see, oh, yeah, this is great. You're going to be saving money by refinancing your house, but how does this affect everything else in your financial life?
And someone who's going to be objective about looking at your circumstance and situation, and that's what we do as certified financial planners, to look at not only life insurance, but disability insurance, long-term care insurance. That's, you know, Gary's healthcare options in retirement. I believe in that workshop, he talks not only about the actual health insurance, but how do you pay for extended help if you need that later in life. And so I know that's something in my planning we always look at. Okay, we assume that 2 or 3 years, the last couple years of life, you may need some help. And if so, how are you going to pay for it? And it may be insurance, it may not be, but I think the idea is that, you know, working with a certified financial planner who is a fiduciary, who actually does planning, that they would look at all of these things in addition to, you know, do you have the savings and investments that you need for retirement? Do you have the right kinds of insurance, too much or not enough? Are you taking too much risk? Are there opportunities to save in taxes? You know, all these types of things. So I know, and I had shared with you this week, Wynn, that I had a client, one of the things I would want to share with our listeners, I had a client that we did an annual review with him probably 4 or 6 weeks ago, and he has had some life insurance policies for a lot of years, and he's keeping them and getting up in years now. And I said, hey, updated his estate plan here a couple years ago, and we said, you probably need to just be sure that the insurance company recorded those changes, those updates on the beneficiaries. And he says, I think it's been done, but I'll double check, Chris. Well, he emailed me this week and said, guess what? I'm so glad you brought that up, because it had not been done. And he's requested the forms to update those beneficiaries. So that falls under the category of maintenance, mm-hmm. right, of life mm-hmm. insurance, mm-hmm. if you have it.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to us about what should people who have life insurance policies be thinking about, just, you know, and instead of buying it once and forgetting about it forever, what should they be doing every year?
Well, that brings me to the second case I worked on, and it was a permanent policy. But one of the features of some permanent policies is the ability to vary the premiums that you pay. So there had been a period of time during this policy where they didn't make some premiums. I mean, it was building cash value. It was operating as it was illustrated, but they had made some changes to the policy, and they hadn't kept on top of it. So now they're getting to the point where the cost of insurance is getting quite expensive, and the policy just does not have the cash value that they need.
Gotcha. Yeah. So things change. And, you know, I think, again, this is where having a financial plan, looking at these things, sometimes when I think it's like going to the doctor and the doctor asks you lots of questions, you know, has this changed? Has that changed? It pokes around on your belly a little bit and puts you on the scale. And the hope is that nothing has changed, right? But if mm-hmm. something, if all of a sudden I got tenderness in my belly, then he says, hey, Chris, maybe we need to pay attention to that. And I think it's the same with us as financial planners. When we look at someone's situation year in and year out, and a lot of folks question, you know, maybe do I need a financial planner? And what does that relationship look like? Well, it's us going through and talking about these kind of things. Has anything changed? Give, you know, share with me mm-hmm. a copy. I had a meeting this week and with one of my clients, and I said, you know, she got a life insurance policy. I said, get me a copy of that just so I can look at it mm-hmm. and we can be sure that everything is working as intended, because the goal is to catch these things before they're crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly.
So, and Chris, I think we're up on a break, but I would say if we have listeners out there who have questions about their life insurance or anything else under the umbrella of personal finance, that we still have a little bit of time for those callers to get in, and they would contact us at this magic number.
844-580-WDBO. That is 844-580-9326. Let's actually hit a quick text question before we do dive into the break. You'll hear our Storm Center tones beeping in the background there.
Uh-oh.
But we're going to keep rolling along here. But let's hit one of these text questions up, because we got a good one here. What do you think about buy term and invest the difference? Like, I don't think I've ever even heard that phrase before.
What does that mean, Wynn?
Well, that's a very common phrase. It's actually quite old. What it means is that as I mentioned earlier, you know, life insurance has the ability to become financially independent. You have the ability to build some type of value inside the policy. So what that philosophy is based upon is that you buy pure insurance, which is term insurance, and then you invest in some other type of vehicle that is more efficient than the way that you could invest inside a life insurance policy. It is a valid strategy. The problem is most people buy term and spend the difference.
Well, that's right. So in other words, buy the cheapest form of life insurance and mm-hmm. take what you know, the difference. If, let's put some numbers around it real quick. If a permanent policy is $500 a month and term is $100 a month, mm-hmm. that you buy the cheaper one for $100 a month and you take that difference, $400 in this example, and you go invest that into a mutual fund mm-hmm. or a portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're saying is if people do that, it can be a really good strategy.
Exactly. Because if you look at, as we talked about earlier, when you start out in life, you have a lot of financial obligations. You haven't created an estate. Well, if you do everything right, if you save and invest, you will create a estate. You will create wealth. And at some point in time, you may not need a big life insurance policy because you have the capital.
That's
the goal. Now, if you do a really good job and you end up having to pay estate taxes, not so much anymore, but the most efficient way to pay state taxes was with the life insurance policy.
I tell you what, on the other side of the break, unless we get weathered out here, maybe we can talk about some of the more common uses of the permanent type of insurance that you talked about. Sure. We talked about term being mm-hmm. you know, really good for young families that are getting started and others,
mm-hmm.
but maybe we can hit that after the break.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And if you want to call in, you can still call in as well, 844-580-9326. That is 844-580-9326. 780-WDBO. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a Certified Financial Group on WDBO.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
And welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM580 Orlando's News and Talk. Be remiss, we didn't mention that. I believe Charles is at the office taking calls today, correct?
Charles is in the office.
Yes, and yes, please give Charles a call if there's something you want to discuss. He's going to be here for a little bit past the show, but you can reach him at 407-869-9800, and Charles Curry will be happy to help you with any financial planning type questions or any type of financial service questions you may have.
There you have it, or 1-800-EXECUTE, as if you're executing a financial plan. And let's go ahead and tell him about scoremyfunds.com, too, while we have a second here.
Let's do that, Chris. Scoremyfunds.com is a free service, again, free service, that we offer to our listeners. You can go to the website scoremyfunds.com. If you have questions about the mutual funds and the holdings that you have, either traditional mutual funds or exchange-traded mutual funds, you go to scoremyfunds.com. You put in the ticker symbols. That's kind of like the Social Security number for each unique fund. You put that in, and we will send you a report that that grades each of those holdings on about 11 different distinct criteria. And it's one of the tools that we use as we evaluate portfolios and monitor them on a regular basis here at Certified Financial Group. So that's scoremyfunds.com, and we will score your funds and get back to you with a report in just a couple days.
So, all for free.
All for free.
All for free.
Thanks, Chris.
Got it. That's the best part about it.
That's right.
Free $3.99. It's my favorite price.
Free $3.99. I like it. I like it. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take in one last text question here while we got some time. We're talking about life insurance, and let's put a bow on that, and then we have a question that we can tie into that as well. So, close up shop life insurance, and then we've got a question we can get to about it as well.
Okay, let's just wrap up the whole idea of life insurance. When I think, what are the big ideas? Number one,
the right amount. Absolutely.
Yep.
You got to have the right amount because we're not promised tomorrow.
That's right. And number two would be the right type.
And that falls into your overall financial plan and what you're trying to accomplish and how long the need's going to be.
Yeah. And then thirdly, I would say if we go with a 1, 2, 3, I would say thirdly is for those who have life insurance, don't ignore it. Pay attention to it. And if you have questions about yours, you can call Charles here at the office, 407-869-9800. Again, 407-869-9800. Or, you know, give us a call next week, and we'll be glad to sit down with you and look at it with you if you don't have an advisor that's helping you with that. So number one, right amount. Number two, right type. And number three, don't ignore it once you have it. You got to pay attention to it. So. All right, Chris, what is that last text question we had?
Well, so we got somebody asking if they get life insurance through their employer, is that okay?
Sure. Wynn, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's typically a group life product, and it used to be that you wanted to buy as much of that as you could because the group life rates tend to be a better rate. That's not necessarily true anymore. I mean, like one of the things that we do here is when we're looking at a financial plan, we're looking at developing a financial plan, we're looking at a financial household is evaluating those employee benefits to see, do those fit the client's needs or is there a better use? So group life and having life insurance through work, and a lot of times employers provide it for no cost, at least the first $50,000, and then typically it's a multiple of your income. The biggest problem there is it enough?
Well, is it enough? Yeah, that's right. To point number one, is it enough? But I think the one of the positives, I'll say, with group benefits like that is typically you don't have to qualify for it. It's automatic, right? And so I have encountered folks over the years who had health challenges and could not qualify, and I would always encourage them get as absolute much as you can through your employer because you don't have to qualify, generally speaking, with your health. So it tends to be cheap, right? It tends to be available. And for most people, it tends to be a good idea.
And it's convenient because you typically, if you buy more than what they're providing for you, you take care of it through payroll deduction, so you don't have to worry about
that's right. So it gets paid, and you don't typically miss it too much.
Right.
So that's right.
But again, you have to look at it in terms of, is it the best value for you, and how does it fit in your overall financial picture?
Well, that's right, and that that falls under that whole umbrella of group benefits and other insurances and all that, and that's where having a financial plan done by a certified financial planner and fiduciary who has your best interest at heart is so important. And, like I said, we discussed earlier when the maintenance of that plan. Sometimes you think, why do I need to, you know, talk about life insurance, or why do I need to talk about taxes or my investments, or, you know, and things change, circumstances mm-hmm. change. We see that in the world around us now from an investment standpoint. And so that's what we as certified financial planners here at the Certified Financial Group do. We help folks put together a game plan and monitor it to get you to and through retirement. And we've been doing that for decades now. Same phone number, I think, for over 40 years. And we'd be glad to do it for you. If you have questions after the show's over, by all means, please give us a call next week. Go to our website at financialgroup.com and check us out. And Chris?
Stay dry.
Yes. Stay dry.
Yeah, I brought my umbrella into the station today. I actually planned ahead of time. It normally doesn't work out that way, but I'm very proud of myself for doing so. Appreciate everyone tuning in and joining us here today. Another fantastic show in the book for Wynn Smith and Chris Toadvine. I'm Chris Crawford. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
For the Certified Financial Group on WDBO.